Welcome to episode 9 of the Share the Magic podcast. Super long hiatus. It's been a couple weeks. We apologize profusely for that. Profoundly and profusely. We got the whole crew with a couple extra guests today. We'll go around. Brandon's here.
Lindsay's here.
Luke's accounted for.
Daddy's here.
Daddy's home. And we got two guests. Just got back from Disney World.
Cousin Brian in the house.
And Sammy Joe.
And then special guest co-host.
Knox
White. So we're gonna do a trip report. Talk about Brian and Sammy Joe's trip with the family, two kids, and Sammy Joe's mom last week. Where they stayed, what they ate, what they rode, what was good, how hot it was.
Very.
How many steps they took?
We'll touch it all.
Recordings.
Hopefully.
There was.
Hopefully you'll learn a little something from what they did. Galactic hero amongst us, a newly appointed Galactic hero here.
I'm in the club, folks. I'm in the club.
So where'd you stay?
We stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge. We had free dining when we booked. So
how about that?
We used that money towards the lodging.
Who'd you book through?
Share the Magic Travels, who we booked through. Highly recommended. But used that money to upgrade where we decided to stay, even against my own wants, I guess. But I'm easy, want to stay cheap. But we stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge and highly, highly recommended.
Yeah, so you were at Pop Century. Free dining comes out, and free dining just came out today. We're recording on a Tuesday, July 16th. Free dining just released. Heads up, you only get a quick service dining plan if you stay at a value resort. You get a full dining plan if you stay at a deluxe resort. So Brian and Sammy Joe actually paid about the same amount of money for going from Pop Century to Animal Kingdom Lodge with the dining plan. So
yep,
that was nice.
Yes, it was very worth it. Very worth it.
Did y'all get the Disney dining plan or just the quick service?
Yeah,
Disney dining plan. We got the full dining plan. Yes.
Yeah, so you get a free quick service at a value resort.
I'd always heard that if you didn't stay, my only times I've ever gotten to stay on property at Disney is at Pop Century. So I always like, because we actually stay at the parks practically all day. We don't use the hotel very much at all, except at night, and then we're back up for rope drop in the morning. So that's really the only way I've ever known to stay at Disney is at Pop Century, where the buses go straight there. We go straight from the room to get in line at the buses, and the buses takes us straight to the park. And that's what I love. I don't want to spend a lot to stay at Disney because we're at the park and we're going all the time. But I'll say this, when you stay deluxe, it almost forces you to take advantage of the nicer hotel. Because of the pool, because of the different animal things you have at Animal Kingdom Lodge, we weren't as willing to stay at the parks or felt like we had to stay at the parks because we had so much waiting for us that the kids loved and that we loved at the hotel.
It's kind of the opposite. You felt priced into the hotel. You paid that extra to be there. Let's see what it's all about.
Pretty much.
And I bet, like, we only stay value until now.
Thanks, Dad.
Disney Vacation Club. It's like, the Beverly Hillbillies next year. But that may be because we don't have a nice resort to go back to.
Right.
And so I think you found that, right?
Yeah.
So now the Animal Kingdom Lodge, you think, I'm not going to use the pool. I'm not going to. But turn out.
But we did.
The reason you don't use the pool is because it's not very nice at Pop Century.
Yeah, that's true.
And with the summer trip and it being hotter, that's probably a good time to invest.
And the weather. The weather got you down a little bit, huh?
Yeah, we did. Talk about what you thought about the hotel.
I thought this time for the price and everything with the free dining, I thought it was good because our kids are at the age where waking up, seeing the animals, and especially in the afternoon, like you could go down to the little viewing area and the animals were right there. So it was like you were at the zoo all the time. And for our kids, it was just so enjoyable, I thought.
We have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, and it was not hard to get them up in the mornings, even if they've been up
so
at 11. We'd wake up first and we'd say, oh, there's two giraffes outside and there's zebras. And I mean, they'd sprint like Christmas morning to go out and look at it. Yes. Noxie would absolutely
love it.
Would you like to stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, Nox?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's like your dream hotel, isn't it?
They would love that.
Did y'all have the Savannah view?
We had, what would you call it, Samuel?
We booked the standard view. So not the Savannah View. The Savannah View is quite a bit higher. And so I had seen on a blog somewhere that you could fax the hotel and everything. So what I did was we booked the standard view, and I didn't realize that there was, apparently there's partial views mm-hmm. of the Savannah with the standard view.
Right.
So I faxed about a week in advance, I guess. I sent a fax to the hotel, and they put us in one of the partial views.
That's a pro tip. So
yes.
Touring Plans has a service. They'll do it for you. You go in and put what room you want, what your reservation number is, and they'll do a fax for you. And they have a picture of every single room on property, and they tell you the most desirable room number 1447 is the best room at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Click here if you want to reserve it. And so there are things like that. So definitely like a week before if you call or fax, because they don't actually assign rooms until a week before you go.
Another thing is it was cheaper for us to fly out on a Saturday rather than fly out on a Sunday. So we booked the flight for a Saturday and had to add on an extra night on the front end at Animal Kingdom Lodge. So technically we had two reservations, one night reservation on Saturday night, and then we had our full reservation for the following week starting Sunday. And that was a big help from Sammy Jo faxing that, because she was able to tell them Saturday we were already in this room.
Yep.
She didn't talk about the view, but we were already in this room that we wanted to stay in, and they made, what, two or three phone calls, I think, to try to keep us in that room the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm. The people at the lobby, they called, mm-hmm. and they were like, oh, I see that you faxed in and wanted a partial Savannah view, so you'll get it on top of the other people.
Nice.
So,
is that a free service that Touring Plans offers?
Well, you have to pay us to get a subscription. So it's $14.95 a year, but there's tons of things you get. The crowd calendars. They have ADR Finder, so for the hard to get, if you're trying to get a place like Ohana or a place to eat, and there's no reservations, they'll look, and their system will email you or send you a text message when something becomes available.
That's got to be huge.
And you're going to get worth it.
Yeah, huge. But you have to be, as soon as you get the text, you have to do it or it's gone. But it does work. So yeah, Touring Plans is worth the money for sure. So you talked about the pool. You like that?
The pool, I'll say this, the pool was big, and you had, I don't know what you call it, but where you just walk in.
Uh-huh. There weren't steps. It was a gradual descent.
Right. Yes. You walk in. That was nice. But in the
end, zero entry, I think.
It was just a pool with a nice little slide on the side. There wasn't that. It was just a big pool. I wasn't that impressed with the pool area.
The slide wasn't all that. The
slide was just two little
turns. Was there a splash pad?
Pac loved it.
No,
there was no splash pad. There was a little wading pool, I think, for the babies. But it was just a tiny little circle.
So, but our kids loved it. So
yeah, I mean, you don't need much in a pool, I don't think.
We'll get into to your overall dining for Disney World, but what about the dining at Animal Kingdom Lodge?
Mm-hmm. We had, you have the Mara, what they call, what would you call that?
Kind of food court.
The food court, yeah. And it's tiny. It's not big at all. Yeah. They have two little stations where they cook whatever they're cooking that day. And then they have a little dessert section, and then you have your like freezers with drinks and some cold things in there, and just a little seating area, and that's really it. But they have these things at Animal Kingdom Lodge called Zebra Domes. Is that what they're called?
Zebra Dome.
And you Disney freaks out there would probably definitely know what I'm talking about, but that is...
Who are you calling a freak?
You should be proud of that label.
That's going to do it here on episode 9.
Those Zebra Domes were probably the greatest things we had all week. They were ridiculous.
Describe them for us.
It looks like a truffle. Mm-hmm. You know, a white chocolate truffle with glaze on the top. That's exactly what you're looking at and what you think it is. Mm-hmm. But it's not.
Plot twist.
It is not. It's like this. They're extremely soft. And the top of it is white, and it's got chocolate drizzle on top of it. But it's almost like it's like a Jell-O type thing, but it's chocolatey. And then there's a chocolate mousse on the inside of it with a tiny little crumb cake layer at the bottom.
So it's not a fruit filling. It's a
mousse.
Chocolate mousse.
It is.
Would you say as big as a cup or a saucer?
They're tiny. They're about the size of a half dollar.
A quarter.
Big as a bread box?
The Zebra Dome.
Might call them the size of a Kennedy piece.
And you ate it. You ate it a table service option there.
We did at Boma.
And you would recommend Boma to the listeners.
Boma was leaps and bounds the greatest meal I've had in a very long time.
Period. Not just at Disney.
No, period.
It was very good.
It was extremely good. We were at the parks all day. We were tired. We were hungry. So I'm sure that played a part in it. But we didn't know what to expect going into it. We knew there was a lot of African, you know, type seasoning foods there that we're going to have. But it's upscale, but you don't have to be upscale to go in there. But they had
which is important.
That's very
it's one table service credit
for me because I ain't dressing up
it's
to go anywhere.
Signature.
No, it's
a high end table service.
That's right.
If you're trying to get best value, right.
And that's what the food is like.
Yep.
I mean, it's high end food, and a lot of it. They had like a roast beef carving station. They had a turkey carving station, and you're going to get that at a lot of places, like from what we ate anyway. But
these higher class folks,
it was high end, and you could tell even the stuff you didn't like. It was still high-end and well done.
So was it just the seasoning that made it different? If it was still just roast beef and turkey, what separates that from Crystal Palace or from any other character buffet?
To me, the cuts, like the roast beef there was better than the roast beef at Liberty Tree Tavern that we were there.
So the quality of meat was better.
The quality of meat was better, and the options were obviously better. Now, Liberty Tree Tavern is family style. It's not buffet, so... Mm-hmm. I mean, you're limited because they're going to put what you have in front of you. You don't get the choice. Yeah, everything about it was just higher end. Had way more options. That we ate at Trails End, which I would highly recommend. You guys are big fans of Trails End. But this was...
Ham, yam, potato, tomato, lamb, ball, frog.
You
that's
name
about right.
It.
But this was...
The barbecue.
You
it was better than Trails End.
So three options at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Boma, Sanaa, which is... A la carte off the menu, which bread service and everything. And then there's Gico, which is signature, which is awesome too. But Boma, I think, is the most popular with buffet.
Best value.
And you can eat there if you're not staying at.
Definitely. Right. And here's another thing, the reason why you go to Boma.
And we will.
Go to Boma and then go, after you eat, go do a dinner and then go off the main lobby. I think it's the second floor to the viewing area where you can view the animals in the savannah. Because in the afternoon, the giraffes are like... 35 yards from you.
Nice.
Eating.
Yes.
And zebras are right there around them.
If you have dinner reservations and you could go and do the nighttime viewing, they have
night vision goggles.
And that's really cool too to see the animals. So.
That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you can get a kind of a twofer there if you do a dinner.
Yes.
Full experience.
Very cool.
Great. Animal Kingdom Lodge.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say, I don't want to stay at Animal Kingdom because it's too far from everywhere and it takes forever to get to the parks. What was your experience there?
I have to raise my hand on that because I thought that. And I was very shocked. The bus ride, it may be further, but it doesn't feel any further than when you're going anywhere else. You're still going to be dog tired wherever you go. You're still going to be holding
those people
stroller.
Are staying at the Contemporary and Wilderness Lodge.
Right.
And
right. It's all
if you're staying at Pop Century,
yes.
It's not any farther.
That's exactly right. And you won't be able to tell it.
Yeah.
They do on the way back. Like, if you're at the park and you're going back, they stop at Kidani Village first.
Yeah.
So you have that one little stop, but it's less than 2 minutes to get from Kidani Village to the Jumbo House where the regular Animal Kingdom Lodge is.
Plus or minus how many wheelchair people are on there.
Oh, it's very few.
Yeah, and so Kidani Village is DVC.
Yeah.
That's where it's all part of Animal Kingdom
but
Lodge.
But going to the parks, you do not stop at Kidani Village.
Okay.
So that's a big
deal. So it's
deal
a second
there.
Stop. So Jumbo's the second stop. Or the two different buses.
Yeah, I guess it is the second
stop. It's just
stop.
Dropping off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they probably stop at Kidani Village first,
yes,
pick up
people,
then Jumbo.
That's right. And then you go straight to the parks.
Well, that's how I'd like to do it. I'd rather, in the morning, I want a straight shot there to
that's
get
right.
to the parks.
Yeah.
Who cares on your way home?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
but yeah, it's not any further of a bus ride. For
the
sure.
other complaint, I guess, or the other negative I've heard regarding staying there is the color, the dark colors, the decor. How did you find that?
Go ahead.
No, I was worried about that too because I had heard several people say like putting your makeup on in the bathroom, there's no light, and there was plenty of light. I never had any trouble with any of that. So it was very bright from the outside, things
How
like that.
How was your makeup application, Brian?
It applies a little heavier than Sammy Joe.
Did it meet your needs?
It did.
You're able to find your grease.
Very easily
That's
found my
pro
grease.
Tip.
You got to grease.
You got to grease.
Share
good,
Woody.
Boys, boys and girls, both.
Vaseline is cheap and it's worth every dollar.
I will say, opposed to Pop Century, they had in the shower, they had like nice little pumps of shampoo and stuff. And that was awesome. I thought that was an awesome
feature. The sea salt body wash.
Yes.
I don't know if you get this
we
at the cheaper places, but at Pop Century or whatever. I don't remember it.
I don't recall any Seesaw.
But it this stuff at awesome. Animal Kingdom, I bought it. I think it was $20 for a bottle.
Yeah, we
still
did.
Bought it.
Did it have the grit in it?
No.
Yeah. No.
I don't even have
hair, and I use that shampoo. I still use the shampoo.
He's got good bottles of it.
So they've actually stopped giving out the individual things at the value and moderate. So, and I guess Animal Kingdom, they're doing pumps. It's pumps at the cheap places, and they still give you the individual ones because people are like me. I've got like a drawer full.
I tell you, if they had that sea salt body wash, I would literally. It's an H2O stuff. A day.
That
it's awesome.
So you still like you do the Cracker Barrel little syrups?
Yep.
You could use it to season your vegetables.
That's great.
If it tastes as good as it feels, I'm down.
Preserve H2O your meat.
Products. You can buy those online too on Shop Disney, but.
It's worth it. Buy
cool.
So do they keep it dim for the animals, or why would there even be?
It's just an African theme.
It's just a setting.
It's just dark. Colors.
If you're in an African wood. Hut, you're not going to have a whole lot of light.
It's the wood.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
So they're all about realism.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Cool. So cool Animal Kingdom Lodge, thumbs up.
Yes.
Plus positive. They have, real quick before we move on, they have things at night. Like several times when we were going around the lodge, they do things with kids, and they may do this at other resorts too. I don't know, but they had they teach you how to play the African drums for the kids. They sit in a circle and they talk about the animals that are in the Lion King, and you beat the drums to the different animals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they teach things. They talk about different animals. There's people standing in the lobby talking about obviously different animals you'd see in Africa, wherever this is, or different things they would make or food or.
Nice.
It's just there's tons of stuff.
Fully immersive.
Yes.
Could you hear the animals at night at all?
I think they take them back to the barn, right?
Oh, okay.
You could hear some things. The people on the safari will tell you sometimes at night you can hear the lions roar, and you can hear them. You're supposed to be able to hear them, I think they said 2 miles away. I never heard a lion roar. You hear maybe some, monkeys or something every now and then, but you're going to stand up there for hours before you hear something.
We could hear, we could see fireworks, too. So we got to see the fireworks show every night if we wanted to from our...
That's cool.
Out our windows.
Nice.
You didn't have a very good view, but you could easily see them.
Yeah.
If you stand on a chair and turn your head 90-degree angle.
Cool. So
stand on 1 foot and not breathe, you can see them.
Do you think if you were a Club 33 member, you could request to actually sleep in the safari in a tree or something?
I think that may be too high risk.
That's possible. Get a hammock. So Animal Kingdom Lodge is a success. So what about the time in the parks? I guess you did every park.
High point, low point.
Sammy Jo can tell you more about the parks. She was, I guess, the main coordinator of all of them. When we went, how we went.
I did. We left all the planning of the fast passes up to Brandon.
Yeah,
share the magic.
He did awesome. Yes. And so after the first three, you can book one at a time. And so as soon as we'd scan our third fast pass, we'd be in line and I'd be checking and I'd get our next one. And we did that every time. And so day one, I think we ended up doing 16 attractions. We never waited more than 20 minutes. So
that's a lot. And we're going to do a fast pass episode soon because there's too many of you folks waiting in line at Disney World.
What were the
World.
Crowd ratings when y'all were there? Like a 9, 8 or 9?
The very first day it was a 3 out of 10.
Wow.
In July.
At Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
That's becoming summer. That's becoming the new thing.
It was awesome.
Because it's 1.2 quadrillion degrees.
Now I'll say this. It is hot. You're going to pay for that.
Yeah.
And it rains every day.
And it rains and it gets hotter. And it gets more humid, I'll say that.
Yeah.
It doesn't get hotter. But...
Was the rain a bit refreshing to you?
No, because it rained hard. It wasn't a nice, cool rain.
It can wreck your plans.
Pouring rain.
But it only rained 3 days, really, and messed something up. So majority of the time we were there, we still got to do everything we wanted to. So. Mm-hmm.
And you took advantage of Hollywood Studios, the ticketed event in the morning. How was that? What worth the money or not worth the money?
Absolutely worth the money. You should pay double what they charge just to do
that. How about that? $70-something a person, right?
Yes. We went and we got there a little bit late. One knock on the Animal Kingdom Lodge, they told us the buses would run early for that event. We were a little bit late getting out. We wanted to be there a little earlier. We got down to the bus stop, and there was no projected bus coming.
Yeah.
So we had to order a minivan. So that was a $40 charge that we had to take on just to get to the parks. And the
which
minivan,
was still worth it. It got us there. That's right.
Minivan was very fast, highly recommended.
Oh, yeah. Driven by cast members.
Yes.
Did you have a great conversation with your cast member on the
sure
way there?
We sure did. Yeah, he was great. Good.
They're just delightful. Leather seats.
It was nice.
Phone chargers.
He put in the car seats for us. We didn't have to worry about anything.
That was nice.
It's actually the same exact car we own. It's just not painted the same.
Yeah.
So what are your plans to convert yours to a minivan?
may have something.
So we got there a few minutes late and went in and hustled over to the thing. We still got to ride Slinky Dog twice.
Mania.
Toy Story Mania.
Yeah, we could have rode Mania a couple times, but we ended up
did y'all
waiting
do swirling
in line.
Saucers?
We did not.
We haven't
saucers.
Done it either.
I'll say this too: I never eat breakfast. Rarely do I eat breakfast. But if you're going to get up super early and go in 100 degree weather where it's super humid, and then the first thing you do is get on a roller coaster, eat something before you go.
Because you don't throw it out.
You gotta eat a little something.
If
he
you
got
don't,
very weak.
You will be wrecked for the next 2 or 3 hours. I felt woozy. I didn't want to ride Slinky Dog the second time, knowing how good it was, just because I felt.
Did y'all
so
do
bad.
The breakfast that comes with the?
We did not have time.
We
because
do...
of our little.
Explain the ticket deal a little.
Yeah, so
a little
it's about $80 a person. You get you get in the park about an hour and a half before it opens. You get access to Toy Story Land pretty much by yourself.
And let me explain this before you go further on that. The park opens at, 9 o'clock? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 9? When the park actually opens and you're already in Toy Story Land doing your thing, we were in line waiting to see Woody and Bo. That's who we were waiting in line to see. So we'd already ridden Slinky Dog twice. We'd done Toy Story, and they wanted to get autographs and stuff. So we're waiting in line, and then all of a sudden some guy... The security officer comes through and says, get to the right, get to the right, get to the right. And he's like screaming this loud. And then all of a sudden, you see turning the corner, a line of cast members. I bet there were 15 cast members. And they were arm to arm, blocking the entire entrance. And behind them, I swear to you, I promise, there was at least 1,000 to 2,000 people behind them.
Like a marathon. Like when
like
you're
the
starting
start of
a marathon.
Yeah.
Just people.
A wave of people.
I have never seen anything like this in my life. And they're all just marching towards you. And you're like getting claustrophobic already.
Might of the masses.
It's 100 yards from you and you can just see this. It's like water coming to the big tsunami coming to shore. And as soon as those cast members broke, it was like, it was mayhem.
It was like Black Friday.
The
yes.
line for Slinky Dog was immediately past where
over
the huge tall Woody was that talks to you. Already past that.
So that was the rope drop crowd.
That was the rope drop crowd. So when I say it's worth it to even pay double to do that that early, you will not. I promise you, you will not get to ride that ride without at least an hour and a half wait
and
if you get there at rope drop.
And you can get on, and like I did, at 60 days for Fast Pass at 6 a.m., and they're gone. That's the hardest Fast Pass to get at Disney World
if
right now.
If you want to ride Slinky Dog...
More
you
than
have
once.
To do this.
And it's worth riding.
It's very worth riding.
Your review is good. You liked it?
Great ride. Fantastic.
Did you enjoy the undulations?
Paxton,
it is. It was great.
I would say Paxton loved it. He loved all the roller coasters, so it was definitely worth it.
Paxton's our 5-year-old. He absolutely. That was his first roller coaster he rode, right? Wasn't it? Yeah, I think it was. And
it was.
He just absolutely fell in love with it.
We're reviewing it a lot. We'll see how long it lasts. I think it's about to die because August 29th, Star Wars opens. They're doing extra magic hours. The park's going to open at 6 a.m. every single day for 5 months.
Yep.
Do you have to have a ticket for that?
No. Well, it's a park ticket.
But you're not going to have to pay early for
it. The park opens at 6 a.m.
How many people are actually present at the special event? How many do they let in?
You don't even feel it's. There's
it's
no way, right?
Well, we got there, 30 minutes late? Something like that. And it was only a 25-minute wait. I mean, it's just you can ride it. If we only focused on that, you could have probably rode it 4 times in an hour.
Yeah.
Sure.
And they had that at Magic Kingdom. It's way more limited there.
Yes.
You can only do like a couple rides.
You know, you say, I think it will definitely ease some of the pressure off of Slinky Dog. But that park is so small. With that many people in Star Wars, I think you're still going to feel the pressure of that park.
Yeah, you will.
With buses, with everything
we'll see
else.
We'll see what FastPass does. You know, at first, the Star Wars rides are not going to have FastPass at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think once that gets settled down, you'll have to pick Slinky Dog, the 2 Star Wars rides. Slinky Dog, 2 Star Wars rides, and Mickey's Runaway Railway. for your first Fast Pass, which means Slinky Dog should be available.
Yeah.
Because everybody's picking Star Wars.
Right.
And everybody's picking Mickey's
Runaway Railway. It has no choice but to really.
So, and you did a great job pronouncing that.
Runaway Railway. So,
better.
All right. So Hollywood Studios was good. What else you do that stood out? Anything?
Samuel.
Days at Magic Kingdom.
Oh, I don't know.
Red Revenge.
Let me tell you about that. I'm not a Dole Whip. I'm not that big of a Dole Whip fan. I like pineapple. I don't love pineapple. So the Dole Whip has always been kind of over the top for me.
I'm with you there.
So, but I love strawberry. I love strawberry soda. I love strawberries.
I'm also
I like
with
strawberry
you there.
Ice cream. Ooh, I like strawberries. Soda. This thing is a strawberry Dole Whip times 20. It's amazing.
Let's talk about the flavor of that first, just the Dole Whip part.
So, the Dole Whip, like when you get a Dole Whip, it's like super tangy, tart. It stays on your tongue for a long time. And that's the part that gets me.
It just stays there
on the palate.
You want it in and out.
I want it in and out. Because you got to eat more. There's a lot there. If it's going to stay that long, you got a lot to eat. But anyway, what this is, this Red's Revenge drink is a strawberry Dole Whip ice cream with strawberry soda underneath, and it's got a little chocolate pirate's hat on the top.
It's non-dairy, though, right?
It's non-dairy.
I have no idea.
It's non-dairy. Non-dairy. It's Dole Whip.
Calling it ice cream bothers me.
It's unbelievable is what it is.
Yeah.
It is.
It's got that little soda at the bottom?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How did that mix? Awesome. How did the flavor of the little drink at the bottom?
Well, it's just like a float. Like, you know, when you have an ice cream float or something, you know, the sweetness of the ice cream balances with the I'm getting way off my comfort zone here talking about that. I don't know. It's
the moistness of the soda.
I'll say this. It was by far the best snack or dessert. That and the Zebra Domes were pretty tight for me.
That's pretty solid 1-2
way
punch.
Above a 10. Way above a 10.
It's a good midnight snack.
It was awesome.
A combination of Zebra Domes and Red's Revenge.
The bad thing about it is I didn't find out it was there until we had maybe 2 days left in the park and only 1 day left at Magic Kingdom. So I had two the last day we were there.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And I probably legit would have had five the whole week if I'd have known earlier. So.
That's at
Adventureland
over
Sunshine Terrace.
It's right across from
Swiss Family.
The Swiss Family Robinson tree. Right where across from the egg rolls that Tim Tracker likes.
That's where you're getting the citrus swirl.
Yep.
And
a lot of people are getting that too.
That's because it's so good.
But let me tell you, you get past that strawberry, you ain't going to no citrus world. You're going to hit that strawberry every time.
We'll see what if it's still there. I bet it will be. So, places to eat in the parks. Where'd y'all do? Where'd y'all eat in Magic Kingdom?
The first day we had Liberty Tree Tavern. And it was okay. It's family style, so they just bring what you're going to have that day. It's like a Thanksgiving meal. You have stuffing. It ain't dressing, that's for sure. You have stuffing, you have turkey, you have roast beef, you have pork, green beans, mashed potatoes.
Sounds pretty good.
Rolls.
That's about it.
I mean, it was
the pork. What was the roast? The roast was very good.
The roast was some of the best roast I've ever had.
Very,
I like
very
pot
good.
Roast, but it was good. And the turkey and the...
That comes from a roast fan.
Big roast fan. The turkey and the pork were good, too, but the roast was awesome.
Did
the mashed potatoes were good.
Giblet gravy?
They did not.
No. Hey, it's
they
hard to call it a Thanksgiving meal to me without some type
they did
of gravy.
Have, so they disgusting. Did have a gravy for the turkey,
okay.
So I don't know. It was...
It was just missing...
I mean, they're not true Southerners if you put stuffing on the plate.
Well, Florida's always been sort of the outskirts.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
All the snowbirders.
What about quick service Magic Kingdom? Y'all do anything? Pickles Bill's?
Casey's my favorite.
Casey's is good.
I mean, I love
No foot-long
Casey's.
Hot dog. That
foot-long chili cheese dog with onions and sour cream.
They don't have foot-long.
We did that.
They
have too. Where was it moved to?
It was moved to Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yeah.
What's that?
The Casey's foot-long.
They sell a foot-long?
Yeah, they sell a foot-long. I got a foot-long chili dog.
You have to eat it in the...
Straight from the horse's mouth.
There we go.
They are still there, folks.
Did you hear the good news, Dad? Gospel of the football.
I'm back.
Yes. And then you had the Pecos Bills. Is that what I'm
Yeah,
Pecos
Bills. I love that one.
That's Sammy Joe's favorite. We ate there.
The topping bar makes it.
Yeah, it was good.
It's so good.
And a lot of seating. A
lot of good seating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Charlie had a, we'll go on this line. We got in line for Pecos Bills, and Charlie had a massive blowout. She's a 2-year-old, so she's still in diapers.
That usually happens after Pecos Bills.
Not this time. She smelled it and it hit her right out of the gate.
Yeah. In the parks. That was quite the experience.
That's about what happened. We had to change the clothes there. Yes.
Disney with kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Several clothes changes.
But it was.
I'm surprised a cast member didn't jump out and do it for you. So that pixie dust.
We'd have happily let them. I can tell you
this. It was very rough. Let's
that
just
was
say.
A mess.
Any other Magic Kingdom highlights?
The same thing happened to Dad waiting in
line. It sure did.
Wears diapers. So it's okay. Just turned 60 today or tomorrow.
Yeah, happy 60th. The founder of the feast.
I say Magic Kingdom. That's all we ate.
Other than getting in the Galactic Hero Club. That's about
how
it.
About that? Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
What's your second?
You gotta go on. If you don't hit that thing early, you don't have any chance. The first two
the
rooms.
Robot hand.
Yes, the robot hand. You have got to crush it on that, and that's what happened.
Which seat you sit on, left or right?
Right, every time.
Huh. Yep. I may have to switch to right. Now let me ask you: you got Galactic Hero, and you didn't ride it again? Is that correct?
No, I rode it two more times,
and you didn't get it.
The second time, I let Pat have control of the seat. I was on a mission, folks. I was riding with my 5-year-old, and the first time he had no controls.
No,
right. it was all me. The second time I let him control it a little bit, I think I ended up with like 400,000 or something like that.
So blame your kid. All right.
Yeah. The third time I ended up with 973 and I had a bad start. So.
Wow. That's a nice recovery.
It was good.
And you still hate on the ride. You still don't think it's good.
I think it's a good ride. I just don't think it deserves all the credit that it gets.
Oh, I think we overhyped it.
I used to love it. Now I hate it. So
it's not the one scene.
If you can't be a Galactic Hero, it's not as fun.
To me, if you don't try to get the Galactic Hero, that's the whole fun in the ride.
No, it's not fun.
That's the whole fun in the ride. If you're just going to shoot targets, I mean,
it's outdated.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Magic Kingdom, good.
Magic Kingdom was great.
We go to Magic Kingdom. We'd go every day.
You just
I
do
love
so
Magic
much.
Kingdom.
I mean, there wasn't a time we were there that we didn't do over 15 attractions, rides, whatever.
Did y'all come back at night and hit it after your other...
The one day we had extra magic hours, Sam, Joe, and I were going to go back out. Her mom was going to keep the kids for us. It poured down rain right when we were going to leave, so there was no way.
We just rested.
Yeah. Cool, so we talked about Hollywood. Epcot. Y'all did Epcot?
Epcot we did. We were going to split it into 2 days. A day and then a half a day, and we ended up fitting in a whole 1 day because we ended up getting a test track same day.
The Holy Grail came through after
our
third fast pass. We were sitting there, Sam and Joe was putting suntan lotion on the kids, and then I was flipping through the app, and then boom, test track came for like 45 minutes later.
Oh, yeah,
so it was just unbelievable.
So that was the only one we were waiting on.
Paxton liked test track,
Paxton loved test track. He designed this car, okay? So you get in, you know how to do test track. You get in, you design your car, whatever. And we let him do it. Like, it was all him. We kind of helped him just a little bit. But he designed this green, he calls it a hot rod.
Yes.
And it had, smokestacks coming out of the back. It was hideous. Lime green.
It was probably better looking than mine.
Yeah. He wanted these race car wheels that were just not even cool
on it. I said, Pat, it looks so ugly. He said, I want those race car wheels on it.
He said it's going to make it fast.
Okay.
And we're like, okay.
All right. Lo and behold, we do the test track. And his car finished like 11 points lower than what the highest car had that day.
Nice.
I mean, and he beat every... We
beat
stayed around.
Just let the man work.
Yeah, we stayed around to see what other people's cars had done. And he smoked
everybody.
Other car.
That's nice.
I mean, we probably saw 9 or 10 people come up and see what their cars did. And he just obliterated them.
Yeah.
What's your favorite ride at Epcot?
Soaring, hands down.
Soaring.
Test track is great, but it's not...
Yes, definitely.
It's not
soaring.
Do you
do Frozen?
Yep. Yes, I like Frozen.
Frozen is good. You need to do it once.
That's cool.
I think with little kids, though,
when you go backwards,
Frozen's
that's
fun.
Fun.
It's neat.
Yeah,
yeah,
that is fun.
I think it's a great ride. I just don't think it's worth the wait.
We just didn't want to stand in line.
Yeah. Do your fast pass, ride it. It's cool. It's like going to Elvis's house. Do it once.
Yeah, there you go. Table service at Epcot?
Garden Grill.
Yes.
Garden Grill. That's a good choice.
That's
what
a good
do you
one.
Think about it?
We liked it.
Y'all do lunch, dinner?
Dinner.
Dinner. Here's the thing that we kind of fell into on this trip is that once you eat at Liberty Tree, Garden Grill, you eat the same things.
Yeah, it's all that family style.
Turkey, pork, stuffing, roast beef, it's pretty much the same thing. So
you kind of just need to pick one.
It's good food. Garden Grill is better than Liberty Tree for sure.
You're not doing all those if you don't have the dining plan.
No. Right?
I mean, you have to pick something, so Garden Grill is a good choice.
Here is an insider asterisk.
Pro tip coming.
You need a pro tip. That's exactly right. If you are hot and tired and need good water,
and you're going to be.
The water is not good there. Yeah. In the parks, the
water.
In
the water fountain.
It's bad.
Yes.
There is a little waiting room beside Garden Grill, and there's bathrooms there that are usually not very crowded, and there's a water fountain right outside the bathrooms that is like tasted like pure filtered water.
Spring water. Good water.
It wasn't the coldest, but it tasted awesome.
There you go.
So go to that water first.
I didn't know what that pro tip was going to be. I didn't think it was going to be which water fountain to use.
I know, but there you go. We haven't touched that. We haven't touched that.
When you go in July, you seek out every water fountain you can find.
Awesome.
Yes. So
however,
go
I will say it was hot, but we went last time with a baby in end of May, and it was not any hotter. So July, if you need to go in July like we did, it's not terrible.
It's doable. Yes, you just got to know it's coming. You're going to get sweaty.
And like you said, crowds are not the summer.
It wasn't crazy.
People have wisened up a bit.
Yes.
Nope. It was good.
So
not bad.
We did feel kind of squished at Animal Kingdom the first day we were there. We were riding Everest, and Everest was down for a little while.
That path is really narrow.
It is.
And Everest
it's
will
always
make you feel
tight
squished.
Over
it will. It will.
And
it
Hollywood. Hollywood's kind of small in places, and it's a little crowded too. Yeah.
So.
Overall, no.
Going to Animal Kingdom. How's that? You did Flight of Passage?
Flight of Passage is the best ride I've ever been on in any theme park, in any state. It's leaps and bounds the best ride I've ever been on.
How long would you wait? Would you wait 2 hours for it?
I would not. I wouldn't wait 2 hours for anything.
Yeah.
I'd wait an hour for it.
There's some things I'd wait 2 hours for, but not a ride.
But yeah, that ride is, it's worth an hour wait for sure.
Yeah. No, I and...
What about it did you like? The visual stunningness of it? Did you like how it breathed between your legs?
The smells? The thing you ride, that's another thing I'm going to talk about smells here in a little bit.
But, okay.
They didn't leave anything out. It's like Disney. They don't cut corners. They do it to the nth degree, and that thing surely did. And one thing you need to do when you're on this ride, no matter where you are, is just turn your head a little bit and look at how many people are on this ride. It's like they go four stories high on this thing. You know what Soarin's like. So Soarin, you know, they do like three rows or something and carry you up. This is like four stories of people as far as you can see both ways, and they're all looking at the same thing and having the exact same experience you are. Right. That just blew my mind.
Yeah.
And you hardly even notice
impressive.
Them if you're not
no,
looking for them.
No, not at all. But you need
I
to see that.
I didn't notice them at all.
I couldn't not look at them. I felt like I was in a Brave New World and I was a clone. And there was a million little look babies.
That's exactly what it
was. Looking up at that tree or whatever. It's like, oh my gosh, how many billions of people are experiencing the same thing at the same time?
That's true Imagineering.
Yeah.
That's true Imagineering. Joe Rohde.
And think
that
about how many
awesome.
People are riding it and yet the line is that long.
Oh, I know.
Golly.
Yeah. Pandora itself is just ridiculous to walk through. We walked through it in the pouring rain, and if you're walking in rain, you never look up. But in Pandora, in the pouring rain, you look up still.
Yep.
That's how good it is.
Did you ever do Navi River Journey?
We did Navi River Journey.
It's pretty good.
I love Navi River Journey. It's
we
cool.
Like
it's
it.
It's
underrated.
Just a short ride.
Uh-huh. I thought it needed to be a little longer.
Yeah, I agree. The colors... is unreal. That, what do you call the avatar lady?
The shaman?
Yeah. Oh, just...
The Na'vi.
Unbelievable.
The Na'vi shaman.
It's awesome.
Very
it's
nice.
Cool
we
ride.
Said that it should have more plot to it, but we still loved it.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no story.
There is no. You're just riding.
That's fine.
Riding.
Sometimes you don't need to be in the heart of a story.
You know what? I just thought of a random theoretical for the Disney Depot. I don't know if we plugged that or not. I'm gonna have a post that's going to say, what two dark rides would you combine together to make a more intricate plot?
Because
you could have the visual stunningness of the Na'vi River Journey, and then you get the pirates in there. So.
Yeah. Oh,
that'd
be
insane.
That's what Shanghai Disney did. Watch their
the
pirates.
The Chinese have already thought of it.
Go watch their Pirates of the Caribbean. Okay. Gee whiz.
That's a good segue into what I want to talk about. From when,
it's time
the
for
first
a soapbox.
That's right. That's exactly right. First time I went to Disney, I was 5 years old, and pirates was what I remember. I remember the dirty foot on the last pirate hanging over the bridge. Like, I can still see my five-year-old self looking at that foot. But what I remembered the most this time after getting on it was that smell. Oh, when no doubt. When you go down the dark ramp Lust. And you hit that room with the ship in it, mm-hmm. that smell hit me in the face like a ton of bricks and took me to my 5-year-old because yep. 5-year-old self because I still smelled that, uh-huh. wow. and I'd forgotten about it.
Uh-huh. Isn't it crazy Disney water. The smell could last that long.
That and like when you're walking through Main Street, the smell hits you again. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll say when you go back to Disney, and if you've been there before, especially when you're a kid. You will remember things like that. Yeah. And that's what blows my mind, how they can still...
I mean, the Pop Century lobby like uh-huh. is
Don't
the same
way.
Don't
they say smells the yeah. scent, or the scents that's most tied to your memory? I think they do.
Yeah, I think yeah, that's sure. that proverbial. They do yeah. say that.
Pop Century.
They do. Yeah.
The confectionery, Big Top yep. Treats, yep. Splash Mountain even yeah, has the same water.
Memories. Yep.
And then Soarin' and Flight of Passage.
Yep. That was... So
like
cool to me.
Tyler and Angela, the way she likes to smell on Big Brother. You're smelling everything at Disney.
That's a good point. Where'd you eat at Animal Kingdom? Anywhere?
We ate at Pete Safari.
I've always wanted to try
it was,
that.
It was very good.
Was it different it's than like your basic pizza?
DiGiorno pizza is what I would compare it to.
I love DiGiorno.
It's not yeah. delivery.
It's not.
It's not
delivery.
It's
Safari.
It we was ate very Pete Safari. What else did we eat, Samuel?
We ate at a little place that had like rice and
was Yak and Yeti.
Okay, yeah.
No, it wasn't Yak and Yeti.
It was Satuli Pandora.
Mm-mm. It was no. a little shoot. What was the name of that place? It was over kind of by Yak and Yeti.
They have a Yak and Yeti quick
yeah,
service.
It was the quick service probably.
I don't know. It wasn't called Yak and Yeti. I know that.
Hmm. It was like a cilantro rice and some okay. chicken and stuff on it.
Over
it was
in Asia.
Good.
Yes,
it's pretty good.
Nice. Yeah, the mobile order. Plug for that.
Yes,
that was awesome.
Please.
Oh yeah,
definitely
kids.
Do that.
Yeah, you never not mobile order.
It was down no. quite a bit, so half the time we could do it, half the time we couldn't. But it yeah. was
but it was worth it. Go get a table, and the kids and me sat. We'd put it in the order. Brian, go pick it up. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Speaking of stuff like with technology, with Disney working half the time and not, did you notice at night that it was hard to get your fast passes on your phone when you were trying to close down the park, like the one night you did it? Or did you have to
no.
the kiosk?
I wonder
no.
if the crowd's
never
being
had to use
lighter,
kiosk.
If that changed things.
Probably.
Okay, yeah, they do throttle fast pass at night. But it's usually like close to midnight when we really got it.
I'll tell this story. We were in line for Test Track at Extra Magic Hours. And Test Track was experiencing technical difficulties. So we were so tired, we just sat down like everybody else. And there was a... I think they were Japanese. It was a Japanese family. It was a husband, a wife, and 3 little boys. And they're right next to us. They're waiting in line like we were. But they had one of those tour guide people with them.
Ooh, VIP
tour? VIP with the...
he's a big baller.
With the, what do you call it, the plaid shoulder
yeah.
pads?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
You knew it was somebody. So this guy looked like he could have played Japanese baseball. I started to ask him if he did, but I didn't. But anyway... while we were waiting in line, we probably waited, 45 minutes, 30 minutes?
We waited a long time. To ask.
I know.
What do you look like? What does a Japanese baseball player look like?
He's
Japanese.
Like Ichiro?
Picture Shohei a Japanese Ohtani. Person. 5'7", you know, 120 pounds, Come something back. Like that. This guy was probably 6'2", 6'3", 210, shredded.
All right.
Beautiful wife. I mean.
Okay, I think that means them.
He looked like
Sammy
an athlete.
Was right here.
She was beautiful. I mean,
she was the whole family.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were standing there. The VIP guy was talking to them. And he said, okay, so let's review what we did today. And immediately, like, I turned and started listening to him. He said, where did we start? And he started at, do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
But he was going through every park. We went to Magic Kingdom, and we rode every big ride at Magic Kingdom. I mean, Splash, Space,
yes.
Pirates, Big Thunder, everything.
Then we went to Animal Kingdom.
Then we went to Animal Kingdom, and we rode...
River
Everest,
Hawaii,
we rode
Pandora.
Pandora, all the rides in Pandora, Safari, everything. Then we went to
Hollywood
and rode all those big rides. Slinky Dog, Alien Flying Saucers.
Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster.
All of it.
Yeah.
Now we're here and we've ridden Soarin'. We're online for Test Track.
Translation, tip me well.
Yeah, yes.
And he said,
can't be mad.
He started counting. He said, this is our 18th attraction we've ridden today. And I said, immediately, I said, you've done all that today? He said, yes. And we started at 1:30.
What?
Yes. Hold up.
9.30.
Awesome. I what said, say that in? Again.
It was impressive.
It was probably 10:45 at night.
Yes.
But we were at
Extra Magic Hours right. at Epcot, so.
I don't know what that guy cost, but it had to have been something. They mm-hmm. rode 18 attractions, every major attraction at every park.
We looked it up. It wasn't.
And they started at 1:30.
What was it? Minimum.
It's up to 9 adults, right? And you have to do it for a minimum of, was it 4 hours?
Something like that.
It wasn't astronomical. A
couple hundred dollars
high.
An hour or something.
It almost makes you wonder, would you be willing to get that guy one day and have fewer park days and then do resort hopping for a few days?
Yes. Yeah.
And maybe it's a...
It sounded like it'd be worth it. Cost.
Yeah, that yeah. to me, that... I mean, I would love you knock to skip out every people. Park in an afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah. I think more there would be more of a thrill skipping people than there would be
yes.
riding the ride.
So I don't know anything about this. So you get fast passes with this guy? So
you know.
Unlimited. You get anything you want.
Yeah, but really? But you go through the fast pass line. So you right. say, I want to go yeah. around Flight of Passage. Go through the fast pass now line. And you say, I want to do it again.
He is your fast pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to do it again.
You don't have to mess with the app, the bands,
yeah.
none
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, next time we might look into that.
And here's the deal with this guy. Now, you got to remember this too. When the ride was down, he didn't move to the front of the line. They waited right there
yeah,
behind
yes.
us the whole time, even while the ride was down. So
yeah, it's just like a fast pass.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah. yeah. He just
we
got him in the fast pass line.
Me and Lindsay were just watching the College of Disney Knowledge, and the guy said, if you want to ride Flight of Passage 12 times in a row, I'll do it
yeah.
with you. He's like, what a job that guy had, right?
Yeah.
yeah. really.
In fact, I would say Flight of Passage was probably our shortest fast pass line. Like,
yeah,
we went through it like...
So Flight of Passage has a dedicated fast pass, so you...
Yes.
Whereas...
That's why the standby is so long.
Yeah.
Everybody else's merges
yeah.
into
yeah.
one... Flight of Passage is not.
You go straight to the
you
fast.
You straight to the
fast.
Fast. And so, if you have a fast pass now, there's... 2 hour pre-show.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that, by the way? Moving your body and seeing the simulation, the pre-show?
What do you mean?
No.
On Flight of Passage?
I didn't.
Oh.
I don't, what are you
personally,
talking about?
I didn't. Well, like all the little.
Do you dance?
Oh,
and
no,
stuff
I didn't
and,
like that.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Did you?
I
look like
you did.
Bust a move.
I thought it was wonderful.
Paxton loved it, and
yeah.
he would loved seeing himself doing all those uh-huh. moves in the.
The first time is great.
I was going to say, at first yes. I liked it, and then I realized it was just like tricking me into thinking I was doing something important.
The second.
I was like, I just want to move on.
The second time I rode twice in a row with him on that one. And I was in the first spot. So I was in the very back when you're looking at the guy talking. And I was just leaning on the rail in the back. I wasn't even standing on my number. So it kind of, I couldn't see myself when they tell you to move around.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh crap, I better get back on my number and try to move around in case it messes something up.
Right.
Which I should have known better.
And it didn't.
It didn't.
No.
But yeah.
So any other highlights, Jonah?
I'd like for you to talk about what you saw about Tron, the development of it.
The first day we were at Magic Kingdom, we were there on a Sunday. I don't know why that matters, but anyway.
On a Sunday.
So we were coming down on the bus. I was standing up. A lot of people going to Magic Kingdom that day. And the first thing you notice, usually, when you turn the corner and you're approaching where they turn to park the buses, is Space Mountain. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing there. Contemporary is on your right. You're looking at it, and then you like just move your head a little bit, and there's Space Mountain. That's not the first thing you notice anymore. You notice this.
That
kind of
makes me sad.
It is. It's different.
Until you ride it for the first time.
This land is our land.
This land was my land.
Yeah.
But now it's our land.
The first thing I noticed was Tron construction, because that thing is going to be
massive.
Yeah, and that's...
You could see the roller coaster, which I thought was... I mean, you could see the track laid out. You took a picture.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which is the only time you're going to see it, because it's going to be closed in.
That's right. So you don't know what the building's going to look like, how they're going to...
Well, you do.
Well, I don't know.
It exists.
But...
Freak.
I don't know, like, if
weirdo.
That will become your focal point once the building is enclosed around it, or if it'll switch back to Space Mountain. But that thing is massive.
Yeah.
You get a real good look at it from the lion and Barnstormer, and
you
get a real good look at it on the People Mover.
If you think it stands out now, I'm pulling up the building for you so you can see what it's going to look like. But it's going to be...
It's going to swallow Space Mountain then. Yeah, you won't even notice Space Mountain anymore.
Yeah. So
not even close.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be unreal.
So,
and they had already started building the structure for that.
As
for
big
the
as,
outside. For the
yes.
outside. The track is there.
Yeah.
They're starting to build the outside.
As big as that is, did you notice Guardians at Epcot? That building is... They painted it blue so it doesn't look as big.
Yeah, I did not notice it.
Yeah, they painted it sky blue. It's the largest indoor coaster in the world.
Yeah.
So it's going to be...
And
with minimal bloodshed involved in its construction thus far.
That's crazy, because I did notice Ratatouille construction.
Yeah.
And that's going to be big, too.
It is
but
big.
I had no clue about, until you just said it, I had no clue about
it. It's
because
if you know to look for it, you see it. But
yeah.
But they did.
That's very impressive to me, because
it really
I tried to be,
The Panda Sky Blue. It dwarfs Spaceship Earth.
Wow.
And you don't notice it.
Because I had no clue.
I didn't even know it was there, so obviously no.
Sky Blue.
That's unbelievable. So, no, I had no idea. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's other by Mission Space.
Yeah.
But Epcot definitely needs, I feel like they need more rides.
Yeah.
They are coming.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. We walked 27,000 steps at Epcot that day.
Huge.
Now, that's taken in, you know, going to back to hotel and going back out from extra magic hours, too. But
And I had to walk to Japan twice.
You are going to walk. even if you're just trying to do Soarin' and Test Track. I mean,
they're far apart.
That's a big gap. And they're on the same, you know, the front side of the park. Mm. So,
And they're, you know, and they're closing all of Future World.
Here's another tip for Epcot if you're there for extra magic hours. After you've had the pro tip.
This is huge.
Pro tip.
After you've had, you're in the park for extra magic hours and you're in World Showcase. Okay, we had to go, when we first got there, the fireworks were going off, illuminations. We go straight to Soarin'. We get on Soarin', just walk on.
Yes.
5 minutes. Uh-huh. It's awesome. So we ride Soarin', but we had to be at the Japan Pavilion from Soarin'. And if you've been there recently, that is a walk.
That's a haul. Which way'd you go, right?
We went
through Canada, England, France.
Yes. So,
and I was booking it because we had to be there by 10.
That's right. And it was like 9:40 when we got off. Mm-hmm. So we got off Soarin' and go to Japan. So we're at the very tip of the World Showcase. We were going to come back around. Remember, you've only got 2 hours there and it was already 10 o'clock. The park closes at 11 for extra magic hours. So we were going to go back around the other side through Germany,
and we were going to try to go on Frozen again.
Yeah, maybe ride Frozen. Definitely try to do Test Track.
Right.
Because we've already ridden Soarin'. But you're going to get stopped. If you don't do it fast enough, if you go that way, you are going to get stopped by the stupid barges when they lift that.
They lift the gate.
Don't
lift
go
the
that gate. Way.
In between the Africa little place and Mexico.
It took
Mexico
30 minutes of
it was raised for
time.
30 minutes. We had to wait on it.
Do not. It's worth it to just walk the long way.
So after the fireworks, don't go towards Mexico.
Don't go anywhere near
Mexico.
Don't try to cut through World Showcase.
No.
Yes, that's right.
Norway, none of that.
Go right.
If
you're looking towards America.
Go right.
Yeah.
Yep. Go back right. Even if you have to come back around and go to Norway that way, at least you're going to get to it.
Yeah.
And you can take a friendship boat, whatever, across the World Showcase Lagoon. I don't know if it's open at Metromatic.
I don't know if it is.
But you can go. It takes you from America to the front.
And that's worth it because that freaking World Showcase is huge.
It is. And Skyliner's going to drop off in there. Y'all see that thing running, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Open September 29th. So.
And those things look pretty big. Yeah, you can get a pretty good group inside there.
Yeah, I think.
Spacious booths.
Very spacious.
It looks very neat.
So, it was cool.
Cool. Well, anything else? Is it?
I don't think so.
Thanks for coming on. Yeah, good trip. Yeah. A lot of tips.
Share the magic. We'll do all this for you.
Yeah.
Find your share the magic.
Reach out. Share the magic travel.
Look for them. They'll do it all for you. You'll have the exact same experience, if not better, because of it.
Yeah. So. What did it cost you, though?
Absolutely nothing.
Completely free service. Share the magic travel. Share the magic podcast. Go join the Disney Depot on Facebook.
Seriously, take advantage of the Disney Depot. Take advantage of these podcasts because they give you tons of pro tips.
Yeah, just a bunch of free insider information.
Very helpful with kids.
Just a fun Disney community.
Yep. Yeah.
Friends helping friends is all we are.
Helping people out. So, what about friendship?
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
We go.
We go.
Holla at you.